everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On our CUNA media call this morning, CUNA's very own Ryan Donovan came on and talked about all the things that are going on Capitol Hill right now, and there's a lot of it right now. He talked about PPP loan forgiveness, the Supreme Court justice confirmation hearings coming up, a possible coronavirus relief package, another one coming up, and a ton more. So Ryan gives us a quick summary on what's all going on Capitol Hill and how credit unions can play a role in all of this. Check it out.
I mentioned, you know, this is expected to be Congress's last week in session, but of course the Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to hold, I think has actually noticed, confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court Justice the week of October 12th, and with expectations to vote on that nomination in the full Senate before the end of the month. And Speaker Pelosi has indicated to her members that they will remain in session until there's a COVID relief agreement, but what that really means, I think, in effect, is that they'll be on 24 or 48 hours notice to return to Washington in the event of any sort of deal. So we'll continue to engage in that process. And of course, our priorities, you know, in a COVID bill, are extending the CARES Act provisions, providing for PPP loan forgiveness flexibility, trying to get some PCA flexibility. There's a technical correction that we're seeking as part of the correcting some provisions in the CARES Act and in the Families First Coronavirus Act related to federal credit unions and their ability to obtain certain payroll tax credits. We're interested in the liability protection provisions that Senator McConnell is championing in the Senate. We're interested in the additional funding for state and local governments that House Democratic leadership is supportive of. So a number of things that we're engaged in a potential coronavirus relief package, and we'll see if that comes together here in the next few weeks or later this year.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that information, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast.